Well, coming up this afternoon as we record this, it's about 1:30 on Thursday afternoon. Coming up a little bit later today, around 3:30, 4 o'clock, State Senator Jamila Nasheed and Representative Bruce Franks are going to lead a protest down at the Clinton, about the Clinton Peabody Housing Complex. They're going to be at the St. Louis Housing Authority building. She's been talking about this for about a year. Mice, backed up sewage, all sorts of problems. I'm Brian Helsworth. Senator Nasheed is with me to talk about this. Senator, you've talked about mice for a year. What's going on down there?
Well, nothing. That's what's going on in terms of trying to remediate the problem with the mice infestation. There's a major issue with sewage backup in homes. There's a lady that had to leave her house for last year for Thanksgiving because she couldn't stay there because of the sewage backup. And so no one should have to live in those inhumane conditions. And so what we're doing is calling on the management team to resign immediately, get some new people in there that can begin to empathize with the issues that's plaguing those individuals that live in Clinton Peabody public housing.
Senator, in terms of, I remember calling last year, checking on this, they're under HUD, but it's the local housing authority. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Well, yes, it's the housing authority, which HUD oversees.
Gotcha. Have you reached out at all to Secretary Ben Carson? Does it rise to that level?
Yes, I have reached out to Ben Carson approximately a week ago, asking that he come here, have an emergency meeting here with in the St. Louis area with the tenants so that he can begin to see the living conditions that those individuals are living in a Clinton Peabody housing.
So you've reached out to Secretary Carson's office. You want him to come to St. Louis to have an emergency meeting. He's a Republican, you're a Democrat. You want him there. You want him at this housing complex.
Yes, he's over HUD, and I think that at the end of the day, he needs to be able to see what's happening here in the St. Louis area under the St. Louis Housing Authority. See, this is not just happening in the St. Louis area. There's a class action lawsuit happening in New York right now. Many of the same issues they're dealing with in New York public housing. So we have a very serious problem that no one's really paying attention to when it comes to low-income housing that's up under the housing authority. People are being mistreated. Again, I don't care what your socioeconomic conditions are. You should not have to live in such inhumane conditions, such as the conditions that they're living in, and Clinton Peabody.
You mentioned the inhumane conditions, the mice. Obviously, it's very detailed, it's very graphic, but we have to talk about it. There's a lot of children in that complex, and there's a lot of elderly people, and you're saying there's mice and backed up sewage just everywhere?
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, we've had stories of individuals that came out and talked about the backed up sewage. They talk about how many mice are down in the Clinton Peabody neighborhood. They had cats. The only remedy that they came up with was to put cats down there. That's not working. And now they said that they had a feasibility study. Moving forward, they're going to do a feasibility study. But we don't need another study. What we need is action. What we need is them to begin to listen to the voice of the people and change the conditions down there. We don't need a feasibility study.
All right, a couple quick questions.
We have individuals, residents down there with doctor's orders telling the housing authority to clean up the infestation of mice because it's bad for the individual's health.
Wow.
Yes.
It just sounds just absolutely horrendous what you're describing. Now, the loss of heat, it's been cold in St. Louis. You're saying these children have been going without heat?
Yeah, those are the stories that we're hearing.
Finally, what are you going to do today? What is your message today at 4 o'clock? Beside you want them fired, obviously. You want the management team fired. What else do you want, Senator?
I want them fired in 30 days. I want the housing authority to begin to listen to the voice of the people and change the deplorable conditions down there in the Clinton Peabody housing.
And finally,
treat them like they're human.
Finally, Secretary Ben Carson, if he comes, what would you tell him? And what do you want? Where do you want him to go in St. Louis specifically?
Clinton Peabody Housing Authority.
Gotcha.
I would tell him if he was here, would you want to live in these type of conditions? Sometimes, you know, you have to be able to empathize, not sympathize. And right now what we're looking for is empathy. And when that empathy arrives, we want action.
Senator, we appreciate your time. All the best. And please keep us posted.
Will do. Thank you. Okay.